It's 9:30, spot on time for the basic fiqh program with Mufti Zubair Bayat, Hafidhahullah wa Ra'ah. Mufti Sahab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mawlana Habib, and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all the esteemed listeners of Radio Islam International.
How are you doing, Mufti Sahab?
Alhamdulillah, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Mawlana, and yourself.
Alhamdulillah. I believe you were in Polokwane recently.
Gee, Mawlana, yes, this weekend, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, I had a program in Polokwane, and it was, you know, alhamdulillah, for the very first time that I visited the community of Polokwane. And, mashallah, it was a very, very, you know, informative experience. It was a very wonderful experience going to Polokwane and meeting the community of Polokwane. You know, I was under the wrong impression that it's a very small town, or it's maybe a normal sized town.
Mm.
But I was quite pleasantly surprised to see that it's now been declared a city, Mawlana. It's actually the city of Polokwane. It's quite a big place. You know, South Africa is now growing very much, and besides the three main cities of Durban, Cape Town and Johannesburg, we now have a number of other cities. So this attitude of the people of Durban and Joburg and Cape Town that, you know, they regard everybody else as plus Japis, Mawlana. This attitude is wrong. You know, if you are, you understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
That you know, we have a tendency that people who live outside of these cities, they're all living out in farms. But that's not correct. And I had to correct myself a few times, and I said in my bayan also, this little town, and when I saw people staring at me, I said, oh, I'm sorry, apologize, it's a city now, of Polokwane. But nevertheless, alhamdulillah, it is very, you know, inspiring when we go to these communities and we see that, alhamdulillah, the communities are functioning very smoothly. They are very conscious of the Islam, and they're working working hard to, you know, keep the flame of Islam burning. So this, alhamdulillah, is a very, very good sign. And what I found in Polokwane is, mashallah, they have a number of masjids now already. Plus, they have the Northern Muslim School there. Then they have the a little Darul Uloom operating there. They have a girls' madrasa running there. They have primary madrasas running. So, you know, mashallah, all the needs of a Muslim community that you generally would look for are fulfilled in the town of Polokwane itself.
Yeah.
And alhamdulillah, maybe more than 20 some odd ulama in the town, some elderly senior ulama as well, and some of the younger ulama, and then a very big presence of foreigners, Mawlana.
Yeah.
Certain areas only dominated by foreigners, so in some places they even have their own places of salah and their own madrasas running, separate from the normal madrasa where the children of the town go to. There is a special arrangement that Somali community have their own little madrasa running. They have the ustad, they have the teacher. So alhamdulillah, this is all a very, very positive development, because remember, the demographics of our country are changing dramatically, Mawlana.
Yeah.
Post-94, the South Africa that we have now, 21 years hence, is very, very different from the South Africa of pre-94. And, you know, some of the towns in our country, the so-called local South African Muslims, those that mean those that have been here for many, many years, for example, born and bred here, you can count them on your fingertips.
Ajib.
Yes, Maulana. And the towns are completely dominated now by foreign Muslims, the presence of them. One example that I can think of is, what was known as Positas Ris before Makopane.
Mm.
And we passed by there on our way to Polokwane. And there was, we were informed. We didn't actually go. We just drove through the town, but we didn't stop there. But I did meet one of the elders of the town, a person who is very well known for all the work he does. And he hosts a lot of ulama.
Mm.
Brother Ashraf Suleiman.
Ji.
MashaAllah, Ashraf Bhai is well known and he has very close contact and taluk with all the ulama.
Ji.
Now, what the brothers Polokwane were saying is that now they have very few people of South African, origin, so to say.
Mm.
Because ultimately we all came from other parts of the world, but the distinction is we were born and bred here and our generations here, as opposed to those who have just come in recently. But now there's just a handful of people left there. The balance of the people are from all over. A similar situation we found in Zanin. Yeah. We also had the opportunity, besides visiting Polokwane, to go to Zanin. And there, mashallah, a young alim, the son of Hazrat Maulana Suleiman Ganchi, Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Salman Saab is there as the imam of the masjid. And we went to visit Maulana at his house as well. He was explaining to us that now the majority of the people in the masjid, the musallis, are foreigners. The very few South Africans even live in the town now. So it's, the whole demography has changed.
Mm.
It's a different South Africa from the one, our parents or uncles or others who were living previously knew about. It's now a different South Africa altogether. But alhamdulillah, a very exciting new South Africa, inshallah. It comes with some of its challenges, but there is a lot of promises with it as well, lots of opportunities that come with it.
Mm. And I suppose there's a greater need now for the foreign languages, Mona, in those areas.
Yes, what I found very refreshing, alhamdulillah, and very encouraging was some of the youngsters from these communities have gone to our Darul Looms.
Yeah.
And they've studied, and mashallah, they obviously they speak their own home language very fluently, and they are now quite fluent in English, and they have sort of now become like a bridge between the two communities.
Mm.
So this is a very, very positive development. For example, we met one of the young ulama. Unfortunately, I just can't recall his name at this point in time. He's from Somalia origin, and he studied at Darul Uloom Azadwal, mashallah, and he's now qualified as an alim, and he's an imam in the masjid, Masjid al-Kawthar in Polokwane. And Maulana speaks fluent English, and obviously he will speak his own home language too. And like that we find, youngsters, young ulama, who had come from, their parents and families come from India, Pakistan. But now they studied at our Darul Ulooms, and mashallah, they are very, very fluent in English, and they speak their home languages as well. So this is also a very, very good development. Of course, the ulama of the town too, mashallah, they are very, very active. Everybody is engaged in some khidmat or the other of the deen. And one of the senior alims of the town, I may say, Maulana Abdul Baqi Saab, who's a graduate of Darul Uloom Zakariya, mashallah, Maulana, and Maulana Zahid as well, Maulana Zahid Mutala, these two young ulama, they may be young in age, but mashallah, very senior in terms of carrying responsibility. They were basically, assisting with the coordination of the programs, and may Allah Ta'ala reward them. And of course, I had actually gone down, I was invited by the Baum family, who are also known as the Enver family of Polokwane. One of the brothers who passed away, a friend of ours, Brother Imran Enver, may Allah Ta'ala grant him maghfirat and fill his qabr with noor. Brother Imran passed away quite young, Malana. He had a very big battle with cancer. Lots of treatment was rendered, but Allah Ta'ala's will overpowers at the end. And Brother Imran passed away quite young. And Alhamdulillah, this weekend was his daughter's nikah. And because of our friendship, the family invited me to come and perform the nikah. And we also had, Alhamdulillah, the good fortune of another great personality present there at that time, at the time of the nikah, by Zubair Afriki of Johannesburg, who is known to one and all and loved by one and all, mashallah. So the people were joking that there's two Zubairs at this function. Nevertheless, mashallah, very, very, mashallah, very wonderful atmosphere. I found a lot of cohesion, unity in the town, and people are very friendly. This is one thing you find in the smaller communities. I won't say the small towns, no. The smaller communities compared to the big cities, the people tend to be very much more warm, hospitable, and friendly, Mara. In the cities, what has happened is the rat race is such that everybody is caught up. And you can't even meet people. You can't even see them. You can hardly get to speak to them. Their lives are so busy and hectic. But in the farm towns, the people, or in the smaller towns or smaller communities, people are very warm. And they're very, hospitable also. The Baum family, as they are known there, mashallah, very united family, alhamdulillah, and very hospitable. A lot of the ulama, mashayikh, and elders stay with them when they visit Polokwane. So overall, alhamdulillah, Maulana, a very, very wonderful visit, and my special host at this weekend and at my visit to Polokwane was Brother Yusuf Baum, who, mashallah, has been in touch with me for many years on the phone. Never got to meet him, but alhamdulillah, this was the first time that I actually met him face to face, you know. So it was quite a happy meeting, that you speak to someone for so many years on the phone, and you don't really see the person until, you know, when you meet now for the first time. It's quite a, mashallah, very happy experience to meet someone who's been known on the phone for so long and speaking for so long. So may Allah Ta'ala reward our hosts there for all the hospitality that they gave to us. And I must say that alhamdulillah, Radio Islam's reach is very great, Maulana. Because numerous people I met said, oh, we've heard you, but we've never met you. But now we can put the face to the voice.
MashaAllah.
MashaAllah. So, alhamdulillah, Radio Islam, MashaAllah, reaching all over. May Allah Ta'ala accept all the efforts of deen that are taking place throughout our country and around the world.
Ameen, ameen. So, Muftisa, besides the marriage ceremony, any other programs you hosted, Marana?
Oh, yes, Marana. Alhamdulillah, they had a very, mashallah, well-structured program. When I got to Polokwane, which was before Salatul Jumu'ah, they asked me to give two Jumu'ah bayans. This was one of the first experiences I had, that I gave a double bayan, you know. We did one Jumu'ah bayan in the town masjid,
right,
which is the original masjid of the town, mashallah, old masjid. You can see those days, the features. It's a very beautiful masjid, you know, in terms of the architecture. One of the older masjids, but very functional, obviously. I was really, you know, very moved by that architecture and, you know, the design. Nowadays we have, mashallah, quite modern designs in our masajid. But this was one of those older masjids. You don't hardly see such kind of masajid anymore. Any case, the Jummah Bayan was there, and then immediately after the Bayan, I was whisked away to another masjid in the Indian area, so-called Indian area, which is known as Nirvana. And then there I did a second Jummah Bayan and also the Jummah Salah. So there were two Jummah Bayans in two different masjids, but the timings of the masjids were separate. So that's what allowed for two Bayans to take place. So this was quite an unusual experience too.
So what were the timings, Muftisa?
Maulana, the town masjid was at 20 to 1, the Bayan commenced, and it was for about 17, 18 minutes, so just a minute or 2 minutes before 1 o'clock.
Right.
And then the Bayan in the Masjid of Firdaus, which is in the area, was at 10 past 1.
SubhanAllah.
Yeah, and it's a short drive from, you know, it's about a 7 minute drive at the most. So I was just whisked from one masjid to the next masjid. I just made it in time for the next Bayan at 10 past 1. And then Salah day is at 1:30.
SubhanAllah.
I think you keep the Salah time slightly different to cater for school children and, you know, some people who can't make it for the first Jumma, so they can make it for this Jumma, alhamdulillah.
And what's the crowd like on both sides of this,
sir? The masjid are absolutely packed. Full, completely full. What you call Masjid al-Firdaus is a very beautiful masjid there in Polokwane. They're actually now doing some extension to the masjid. There was an open courtyard. They are now actually planning to cover the courtyard, or at least partly to cover it, because probably in Ramadan and other times the crowds are quite big. It's a quite a big size masjid, and despite that the masjid was full. Yeah, so then of course there was a Bayan in the afternoon for the sisters at the house and residence of Brother Imran, Imran Bam, Rahmatullah Ali, Imran, who passed away at the so-called wedding house itself. There was a Bayan for the community, ladies of the community, and of course for all the guests who had also come for the nikah. And at night there was a Bayan at Masjid al-Kawthar. So there's Masjid al-Firdaus and Masjid al-Kawthar. They got all the places of Jannah there. So in Masjid al-Kawthar was the Bayan at night, alhamdulillah, after Salatul Isha. And then on Saturday morning was a Zikr Majlis again in Masjid al-Firdaus. And Saturday afternoon, after Salatul Asr, was a program for the ulama of the community. And that was also, mashallah, a wonderful meeting, getting to meet the ulama and getting to hear about the different activities that are happening in the town, and also, you know, to understand the different challenges the ulama are facing in the community. And by the further of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some, you know, mashwaras took place and discussions took place as to what kind of strategies and plans have to be put in place to try and, you know, overcome the challenges and how to enhance the good work that's happening there, alhamdulillah. And then on Sunday was the nikah, which I had to give a bayan as well and perform the nikah, Maulana. So alhamdulillah, it was quite a nice busy weekend. And of course, in between, a few visits to some of the elderly, sickly people. One person who stands out and we had the opportunity of visiting was our Dr. Mayed Saab of Polokwane. Dr. Saab, mashallah, a very pious elderly person, and we had the opportunity of visiting Dr. Saab and his family. Dr. Saab is now not well. He's quite old in age, and you know, as a result of old age, obviously, the weaknesses, etc., physical weakness sets in. So Dr. Saab was lying down when we met him. I used to receive many calls from Dr. Saab previously when he used to listen to the programs on air. And he, in fact, asked me to visit Polokwane, but I never had the opportunity to go before. But alhamdulillah, at least I had the opportunity of meeting Dr. Saab this time. And in fact, made another visit as well on Sunday to meet him again. Because, mashallah, a very pious person. A very, very pious person. Maulana, there are some other elderly people also in the town. We didn't really get to meet some of them because the time was limited. We also had the opportunity of visiting the Qabristan. You know, it is important that in all these towns, we visit the Qabristan as well. There are many pious ulama, seniors, elders who served the deen in those days when there was hardly anyone around. And we should remember these people and we should make isalu sawab for them. And we had this opportunity, mashallah, of visiting the Qabristan in Polokwane. I was, mashallah, very pleasantly surprised to find that, you know, the qabrs were very neat, everything was very well laid out, very systematic and organized. And our host, Yusufbhai, told us that this is a team of young people, mashallah, now, who are very active in the burial committee. So it is very, you know, inspiring to see that young people are active and people are doing their work. Qabristan is maintained neatly, because I've been to some places, Maulana, the Qabristan, grass is growing all over, it's overgrown, there's no, you know, proper system. But here, every qabr had the same type of nameplate, a simple nameplate. It was so uniform that, subhanAllah, I was quite pleasantly surprised that everything was very, very, you know, nice paving between the aisles in the Qabristan and so on. So this is a sign that the community, forgive my pun, Maulana, but you can see whether a community is alive or not in the way they handle the Qabristan. So this is a community, mashallah, that is alive in terms of its duties and responsibilities, because you know, that means the Qabristan is frequented, and when we frequent the Qabristan, we are spiritually alive.
Gee, mashallah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was a short, I'm not sure if it was so short, Maulana, but that was a little overview of our visit to Polokwane this weekend.
And what was your impressions of the youngsters there, Mufti Saab? As you know, the youngsters in the cities are very occupied, very busy. I think that said you have a little bit more time. How do they utilize the time there, Mufti Saab?
Yes, good question. In fact, the ulama also posed this question in our meeting, that, you know, what should be done about the youth and how to get the youth and so on. I think, inshallah, they would have lesser problems there than we have in our bigger cities, you know, in so far. All the fast life and the challenges that we face in terms of, you know, drug addiction and so many temptations that the youth in a city have. But these are, you know, some of these things are universal, no matter where you are, even in the smallest town. And today, technology has made such impacts on the lives of the youth that now you can be sitting in a little one-horse town, so to say, and you will still have access to all the vice and haram that anybody in the biggest city of the world will have access to. So technology is a very big challenge that we face. But what I found, mashallah, is that they've got a lot of, they have even a class for high school students in one of the young ulama there. I don't recall his name right now, but he is, mashallah, teaching the high school children, boys. He's got a special class for them. So that is a positive sign that, yes, the youth are still attending madrasa and they are still connected to the knowledge of deen. That besides his classes that are operating, to this day, mashallah, number of youngsters have completed the hifz and many are still becoming hafiz. So on that side, as far as the youth are concerned, I did see a number of youths sitting for the programs as well. And, you know, these are universal challenges that we face, especially the ulama of the communities have to make extra fikr and be concerned about the direction the youth are going, because they are the future of Islam. They are the future soldiers. They are the ones who are going to carry the banner of Islam around our country, around the towns of our communities. The work of deen, the looking after of the masjids, the running of the affairs of the education of the community, all these things, the responsibility is going to be falling on their shoulders. So we should prepare the next generation and the future generation for the role that they have to play.
Mufti Sahib, Jazakumullah for your time, much appreciated. We hope to speak to you next week, inshallah.
Inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala give you a speedy recovery, Maulana.
Thank
you, Shifai Kamil.
Ameen.
Inshallah, we will speak in the next program, inshallah. Just to remind the listeners, if you allow me 1 minute, Maulana, that today is the first of Zulqa'dah, and Zulqa'dah is a very important month in the Islamic calendar. It is the beginning of the four holy months in the Islamic calendar: Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram, and Rajab. So we actually, now today is the very first day of Zulqa'dah, and it is also in the season of Hajj. These days fall in the season of Hajj, so we should intensify our ibadat in this month of Zulqa'dah. These 4 months are months of extra ibadat, because the rewards are multiplied accordingly. Allah give us tawfiq.
Ameen, ameen. Jazakumullah khair, Mufti Sahib.
Ameen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.